The golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from George Burns and Gracie Allen with Meredith Wilson and his orchestra and yours truly, Bill Goodwin.
Here's to Veterans. A salute from this station and the Veterans Administration transcribed for former servicemen and women. The great network radio shows were part of the early years of Here's to Veterans. Your host for this special series of classic performances, John Hickman.
Thank you very much. Radio in the 1940s was a glamorous mixture of music, comedy, and drama. Audiences were thrilled with the horrors of the inner sanctum. People relaxed to the effortless musical style of Bing Crosby, and everyone laughed at the comedy of Fred Allen, Jack Benny, and our guests for this Here's the Veteran show, George Burns and Gracie Allen. We'll go back to one of their great shows after a few words from the Veterans Administration.
Thanks very much, John. Have you ever decided to do something, then later on wish you hadn't? Well, I guess we all have. The GI Bill gives veterans a chance to change directions if they realize their first choice might not be the right choice. Yes, veterans have a selection of many training and educational opportunities when they use the GI Bill. It may very well develop that after starting out in one field, things are just not what you thought they would be. Something that looks good from the outside might turn out to have unexpected drawbacks after you get into it more deeply. So if you're a veteran using the GI Bill and you find yourself in that situation, well, there's a chance for a change. The VA does not encourage changing plans without some serious thinking, but you don't have to fight the switch. Now, we'll have more about that after we hear more from John Hickman with Network Radio Classics.
George Burns and Gracie Allen were America's favorite husband and wife comedy team, appearing first in vaudeville, then radio, and finally television. Their first American radio appearance was on the Eddie Cantor Show in 1931, and soon thereafter they began their own program on CBS. They remained on the air until Gracie's retirement in 1957. George and Gracie, perfect foils for each other, always had a very large and loyal following. Let's tune in on this 1947 Here's to Veterans excerpt as George and Gracie are at home, just sitting down to breakfast.
Boy, nothing like a cup of coffee to start the day. Warms your stomach. What's so funny?
Oh, the coffee warming your tummy. I was just thinking, first the pop warms the coffee, and then the coffee warms...
Never mind. How about some cream?
I'm sorry, darling, no cream.
How about some butter for the toast?
Oh, no butter either. You see, we're new in this neighborhood, and the milkman says that he can only take care of his old customers.
But this has been going on for 3 weeks now.
Sorry, George, I've done my best to strike up a friendship with the milkman. I always ask how Mamie is feeling, what Werner's been doing, if Dolores has any new boyfriends.
His daughters?
No, his cows.
No milk, no butter, no cream. How about bacon?
Richard just looks at me and says, sorry, lady, you ain't an old customer.
Well, I might as well go out and have breakfast. By the way, where are my clean shirts?
Oh, the laundry man is taking care of his old customers, too.
Oh. Everywhere you have to be old.
George, why don't you try?
Forget it. What'll I wear?
Well, I washed out your sleeveless sweater myself.
I don't own a sleeveless sweater.
Yes, you do. I had a little bad luck with the wringer.
Thanks, kid. Darn it, this makes me sore.
Well, if we want bacon and butter and laundry and things, we'll just have to get in the car and drive back to our old neighborhood where they know us.
You can't even do that. The car was on its last legs. I'd be afraid to go around the block in it.
Oh, it never was a very good car. Every time I drove it, a fender fell off or a headlight fell off or a bumper fell off.
I know.
But I must admit, they sometimes fell off the cars I hit, too.
Yeah, those old jobs just wouldn't hold up.
No. Why did we buy a new one?
I thought of that, but I can't get a priority. The woman at the ration board says I'm not essential.
Non-essential? Well, I couldn't get along without you.
Here's Meredith Wilson with his chiffon arrangement of If I Loved You.
Thank you.
We'll rejoin Burns and Allen on Here's to Veterans in 1947 after this message from the VA.
Thank you, John. Any veteran using the GI Bill has the right to change his training or education program. This is not something you do without giving it serious thought, but the GI Bill will allow veterans one change of program. That is, you can switch to some other field without going through the formality of getting VA approval. Now, what about changes in the program after that? Well, the GI Bill says veterans must consult the VA's free counseling service before making still another change. Here's the reason for that. Choosing the wrong course may lead to failure, disappointment, loss of your time, and a waste of your GI Bill entitlement. Of course, it's best to choose right the first time. The VA is ready and willing to help you pick the career that best fits your talents. Call your nearest VA office or service organization representative. Once again, your host for these Here's to Veterans Classics, John Hickman.
Now back to George and Gracie as some of their regulars drop by. You'll hear announcer Bill Goodwin, band leader Meredith Wilson, and you'll recognize the part of the sad postman played by that master of radio voices, Mel Blanc.
Come in. Well, hello, Meredith.
Well, good morning, folks. I hope I'm not intruding.
Not at all, Meredith. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to get some more advice from Gracie.
What's Gracie been giving you advice about?
About girls.
You know how bashful Meredith is, John.
Well, nothing seems to work for me. Gracie said when I was with a girl, I should talk about myself.
Well, did you try that?
Sure, I did. Just last night, I called on a girl, and after we'd sat there for a while, I said, I was born in Mason City, Iowa, in 1907.
Oh, Vine, and what did she say?
She said, really? And when did you die?
Fair question.
Meredith, maybe your clothes are partly to blame. Have you ever thought of dressing to attract girls?
Oh, gosh, no. I pull the shade down.
I mean, wear smart clothes. Now, look at George. He dresses to show off his figure.
Hey, he does have broad shoulders, all right.
Well, if you think those are broad, you ought to see his blue suit.
I'll take you to meet my tailor, Mr. Russo.
Oh, he's wonderful, Meredith. I went in with George to try on his new suit, and he looks just like Johnny Weissmuller.
I do, huh?
No, Mr. Russo does.
Oh, yes, Russo. Well, Meredith, my advice would be...
Come in.
Hi, Burns.
Well, hello, Bill.
Hello, Meredith.
Hello, Bill.
Bill, you're the logical one to help Meredith with his problem.
Problem?
Yes, he's been having such a struggle with girls.
Can't think of a more delightful pastime myself.
Now, you misunderstand. Meredith has a struggle getting a date. Girls just don't fall for him.
Oh. Well, let's have a look at you, Meredith. Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, you got to stop cutting your own hair. Go to a barber.
But, Bill, they always cut it too short.
Now, I'm trying to help you, Meredith. Secondly, when you're out with a girl, take off those glasses.
But gee, Bill, I couldn't have any fun if I couldn't see her.
And another thing. Look, Bill.
Bill, to listen to you, you're the only guy in the world who doesn't have a problem with women.
Well, don't kid yourself, George. Right now, five of my girls are mad at me.
Really?
Yeah. And after that big expensive buildup, too. Champagne, candy, flowers. They spent a fortune on me. Now all five of them have gone over to Van Johnson.
Oh, Bill, there are thousands of girls in Hollywood. What do you care about five?
Well, Gracie, a thing like this can grow. Pretty soon there'll be six girls in Hollywood who aren't mine. And then seven. I gotta nip this thing in the bud. Believe me, I got a problem.
Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Burns.
Mr. Postman.
Good morning, fellows.
Good morning, Mr. Postman.
Quite a gathering you have here.
Yes, and everyone's brought a problem. How about you?
No, I left my wife at home.
Still having those little run-ins with the missus, huh?
Yes. This morning I was forced to raise my hand to her. She struck me.
Oh, how terrible. But you shouldn't have raised your hand to her.
I had to. I couldn't get up off the floor by myself.
Goodness, you do have a problem with your wife.
How do you stand it?
Well, I confess, sometimes I wake up at night and think of running away. But I'll never leave her, Mrs. Burns. There's a strong chain that binds us together.
What is it?
Just an ordinary iron chain. Well, goodbye, everybody. Remember, keep smiling.
And that's the Burns and Allen Show, broadcast for the Veterans Administration in 1947. This is John Hickman inviting you to join me again soon when we'll recall more of radio's golden moments from those great Here's to Veterans shows of the 1940s. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, transcribed by the Veterans Administration. Our thanks to this radio station for contributing broadcast time in the public interest. And a special salute to all veterans of Vietnam. The VA welcomes you home and is ready to serve you. Here's to veterans.